Blog Talk Radio.
Dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Christ, the Church, and Serious Conversation. I'm so glad you tuned in because we're going to continue to do our book review on the book that we have been talking about for a couple of days now, a book written by a man who goes by the title Apostle, but he's no apostle. His name is John Eckhart. And the book that he has supposedly written, and it's not really, it's, listen, this is a compilation. This is the taking of many, many, many ideas that have already been out there for decades. And all he's done is he's put them in, you know, in categories. This is not a book he's written. This is a book he's compiled. And there's a difference between writing and compiling. There's nothing new in this book. All it is regurgitated stuff that we can see in many, many, many other books on the same subject who were written many decades before. So I'm assuming that Mr. Eckhart has just cut and pasted. That's all he's done. This, when it says written, I doubt very much. None of this is original material. I would say this has been plagiarized. Nonetheless, we're doing a book review. And, you know, before I actually get into the meat of the book, I always like to look at who the author is. And we said a number of things about the author, which I am not going to go over. I've been saying them. I've been repeating them every day. But what I want to add today is that John Eckhart is the kind of preacher who is into breaking curses and hexes. He's a curse and hex breaking kind of preacher. He believes in hoodoo, voodoo. He believes in witchcraft. He believes that witchcraft is more powerful than Christianity, that you can actually put hexes on Christians, that you can actually put curses on Christians, that you can actually, you know, to put a whammy on Christians, that you can hoodoo a Christian, voodoo a Christian, and that's just nonsense. Nonsense. But we're going to cover that today. I want to show you that he is a hex-breaking, a curse-breaking preacher. And the question that we have to ask Mr. Eckhart, if I was debating him, I would ask him, can you show me one Bible verse? Just give me one Bible verse in the Old Testament or in the New where you can actually show me that a witch or a warlock successfully put a hex or a curse on God's people, and he wouldn't be able to show me one. And remember, saints, Scripture is our authority. We are like the Bereans. We go to the Scriptures to see if what the preacher is saying is actually so. And there's not one Scripture, not one, that Mr. Eckhart or his fellow deliverance preachers can give us to show that there was a warlock out there, that there was a witch out there, that there was some false prophet out there who could actually put curses on God's people or even put hexes on God's people. And surprisingly, Mr. Eckhart and his kind have redefined the Hebrew word for curses, because if you go to the original Hebrew, if you were to ask Mr. Eckhart, let me put it this way. If you were to ask Mr. Eckhart, can you please define what a curse is? Can you tell us, can you state, can you give us a definition of what is a curse or what is a hex? And when he would give us his definition, then you would go to the actual Hebrew words that mean curses and things as such. The two definitions wouldn't even match. His idea of a curse is a westernized idea, not a Middle Eastern idea of a hex or a curse. So it's two different worldviews. And that's what trips these people up. They, you know, Mr. Eckhart is operating from an American European idea of a curse or a hex. And you can see a lot of this on Halloween night. You can see goblins and ghouls and monsters. There were no such things in the Old Testament. That concept is completely European, which after it was brought into America by European immigrants. So this whole concept that he has, it's not biblical. It's unbiblical. It's not founded upon Scripture. Well, I have a short clip. This is John Eckhart on the Benny Hinn Show. The Benny Hinn Show. And let's listen to Benny Hinn introduce John Eckhart.
Oh, this is your day. Yes, it is. What a miracle. Believe God today. He will touch and bless your life. I know you've been enjoying the program. We've been getting some wonderful calls from you. Thank you for being my partner and my friend. I pray the Lord will bless you richly and real good. Today on the program, I have with me Pastor John Eckhart from Chicago, a very fascinating pastor. Suzanne told me all about him.
Now, notice how he emphasizes very fascinating. What he means by that is fringe. Fringe, way out there, very fascinating. He's way out there, like Pluto out there, like Twilight Zone out there, like Outer Limits out there. And you're going to see why he calls him very fascinating. I would use the word fringe. Benny Hinn uses the word fascinating. Code for the same thing. In other words, Benny Hinn is saying he's got some. If you think Benny Hinn's got loony ideas, John Eckhart's got him beat hands down. That's why Benny Hinn says he's a very fascinating pastor. And Benny Hinn has had many pastors on the show, and not one of those pastors has he ever said they were fascinating. This one he says he's fascinating because it's code for fringe or it's code for nut job.
Bless you richly and real good. Today on the program, I have with me Pastor John Eckhart from Chicago, a very fascinating pastor. Suzanne told me all about him. In fact, well, welcome first.
Thank you.
And Suzanne had been to your conferences in Chicago.
Yes.
Where you teach on prayer and deliverance and you have what is it, like a monthly conference of on the prophetic. Is that right?
On the prophetic, yeah. We do a lot of teaching on the prophetic.
But your specialty is deliverance.
Yes. I've been in deliverance since 1984.
Now, you see what he says? His specialty is deliverance. They don't hide it. They don't hide it. His specialty is deliverance. And he says, yes, I've been into deliverance since 1984. Well, he's a Win Worley disciple. He's a Frank Hammond disciple. He's a Frank Marzullo disciple. He's a Don Basham disciple. He's a Derek Prince disciple. That's what he is. And like Benny Hinn says, your specialty is deliverance.
You've seen a lot happen, of course.
A lot of miracles.
Now, you've written some amazing books on prayers that bring out demons and prayers that bring the blessings of God. First, why did you write a book on prayers that drive out devils?
Well, being involved in deliverance, it made me learn how to pray. Because when you're dealing with demons, if it's...
Okay, now, Pastor, I got to ask you a question. And this is something that has bothered me for years. Why do Christians have devils? I mean, it's not even supposed to be so.
Well...
You see? Benny Hinn, who's a nut. Now, Benny Hinn is a nut. And he knows that Orthodox Christianity rejects the notion that a Christian can have demons. He says, you got to explain this to me. It's not supposed to be so. This is not Orthodox doctrine. You can't find anybody teaching that you can be indwelt by the Holy Spirit and at the same time be indwelt by demons. That's an impossibility. And even Benny Hinn refuses to drink the Kool-Aid. He says, this ain't supposed to be so. But obviously, Benny Hinn has got to sell books. Benny Hinn's got to make money. So he's got to bring the next circus freak on his show, because that's what it's all about. Bringing, you know, Benny Hinn doesn't produce product, so he's referring to John Eckhart's book, this very same book, Prayers That Rout Demons, and listen to what Benny Hinn says. Don't let this pass you by and you not take note of it.
A question. This is something, prayers that bring the blessings of God. First, why did you write a book on prayers that rout out devils?
Well, being involved in deliverance, it made me learn how to pray, because when you're dealing with demons, if it's...
Okay, now, Pastor, I got to ask you a question, and this is something that has bothered...
Notice, the guy doesn't even get to answer the question, and Benny Hinn jumps right in there. The guy's answering Benny Hinn's question, and Benny Hinn just interrupts him and says, listen, I got to ask you this question. Listen to it again.
Prayers that drive out devils.
Well, being involved in deliverance... it made me learn how to pray, because when you're dealing with demons, if it's...
Okay, now, Pastor, I got to ask you a question, and this is something that has bothered me for years. Why do Christians have devils? I mean, it's not even supposed to be so.
Well, the Bible says neither give place to the devil. So whatever you give place to, that's what comes into your
life. So that's why you see Christians today oppressed?
Yeah. A lot of Christians are careless in their life. They open doors for the enemy, often ignorantly, and the enemy gains access.
Now, of course, they cannot be possessed.
Correct.
Now, you see how they gain access? See how he says that demons gain access? Well, what did Satan say about Job? He says, I can't gain access to Job. You put a hedge around him. You put a hedge around his family. You put a hedge around his business. I have no access. Satan says, you've got a hedge, not just around Job. Around his household, you got a hedge around his wife and kids. I can't gain access to them. I can't gain access to his business. So how is it that John Eckhart says that Satan gains access? See, this is a flawed, and again, if we were to go to James, if we were to look at the original Greek, and if we were to look at what James says when he says, give no place to the devil, what does that actually mean in the original Greek? And then you would see that John Eckhart's teaching is just plain stupidity. But here's again, Benny Hinn and John Eckhart.
A lot of Christians are careless in their life. They open doors for the enemy, often ignorantly, and the enemy gains access.
Now, of course, they cannot be possessed.
Correct.
But they can be oppressed.
Yeah, they can be, the correct word is demonized, under some type of demon influence.
Explain that. I mean, because some are watching. What is a demonized Christian?
Well, you remember your spirit, soul, and body. So the areas of your life that can be demonized or influenced by demons would not be your spirit that's born again, but your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, your physical body. Even spirits of infirmity can afflict people in their physical
body. But if the Holy Spirit is dwelling in that body, how can a demon dwell in the same body?
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit.
Okay, I'm glad you answered this because, listen, you know, this is a...
Can you show me a verse? Can you show me a verse that says that the Holy Spirit dwells in my spirit? No, he can't. Because the Bible says, maintain your bodies holy, for inside of your body dwells the Holy Spirit, because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit doesn't reside in your spirit. The Holy Spirit resides in your body. Now, in order for this to work, John Eckhart has to say, the Holy Spirit can only reside in your spirit. But you can't find me a Bible verse that says that the Holy Spirit resides in your spirit. The Bible says to keep your bodies holy. Why should we keep our bodies holy? Because the Holy Spirit resides in our bodies, because our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So he's fast talking. But if you nail them down, you say, wait a minute, Mr. Eckhart, come here. Let's look at this in the original Greek. It's talking about the soma, the body. The pneuma, the spirit, dwells in my body, not in my spirit. The spirit does not dwell in my, the pneuma does not dwell in my pneuma. The pneuma dwells in my soma. The Spirit of God dwells in my body. Now look at the original Greek. It doesn't say that the pneuma dwells in my pneuma, or pneuma, however you want to pronounce it. That the pneuma of God dwells in my pneuma, but that the Spirit of God, or the pneuma of God, dwells in my soma, in my body. Easy way to catch him. Here he is.
A demonized Christian.
Well, you remember your spirit, soul, and body. So the areas of your life that can be demonized or influenced by demons would not be your spirit that's born again, but your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, your physical body. Even spirits of infirmity can afflict people in their physical
body.
But if
the Holy Spirit is dwelling in that body, how can a demon dwell in the same body?
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit.
Okay, I'm glad you answered this because, listen, you know, this is a very amazing topic and very important to deal with, because even in my crusades and meetings, there's people there who, when I start saying, in Jesus' name, come out, brother, they start screaming. In London, when I was in the UK a few years ago, 40% of the crowd began to manifest when I began casting out demons. That was like a shock to me. And, you know, I mean, when I read the Bible, I don't see Christians in the book of Acts going around casting devils out of Christians.
Correct.
But
no, you never find in the book of Acts Christians casting devils out of Christians. That is not correct. That is not correct. Not correct. Not correct. Well, again, I just want to show you that I want to prove to you again that this guy is a deliverance preacher. He's a nut. He's a nut. And Benny Hinn is drinking the Kool-Aid. Well, let's go to John Eckhart's audio book. Let's go to John Eckhart's audio book. Because, you know, the book that the couple from Woodside County, the wonderful couple, Akilah and Priscilla, they sent me this book from Woodside, California, Prayers That Rout Demons. And it's audio book. You can find it on YouTube. Well, I want to read, or I want the audiobook to read to you the foreword. The foreword is written by another nut by the name of Ruth Brown. And I want you to hear what she says, and notice the many times that she mentions Apostle John Eckhart. It's nauseating, the many times that she keeps saying Apostle John Eckhart. But I want you to see how she emphasizes how he teaches on breaking curses off of you, a Christian, how he breaks curses. Because, like I said, today I want to show you that in addition to all that's been said, he's a curse-breaking, hex-breaking apostle. He specializes in breaking curses and breaking hexes off of Christians. Listen to the foreword of the book.
Foreword. First, I would like to thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving Apostle John Eckhart such boldness and love for his people. During the years that I've known Apostle Eckhart, I found him to be a man who loves God and God's people. He's been found to be faithful to the Lord, his family, and the ministry. I've observed him increase in the revelation of God's word and knowledge of deliverance. Apostle Eckhart has never compromised or been afraid to preach the truth, whereas other pastors would not address these issues because of losing members and or money. His concern is getting God's people free.
And, of course, this making you free is free from demons, free from curses, free from hexes. That's what a deliverance minister does. He specializes in making you free.
I've had many people throughout the years tell me that Apostle Eckhart has helped them in many areas of their lives. There are many testimonies throughout the United States and all over the world of people being delivered through his ministry. He has written several books and recorded several tapes and CDs that have assisted people in getting free from things that seemed hopeless. Personally, I can say that Apostle Eckhart's ministry has been a blessing to me. Apostle Eckhart has a special anointing and the wisdom to put such awesome and powerful warfare prayers together to enlighten and equip the body of Christ. This book is powerful on impact and is guaranteed to help in every area of your life.
All right, now, I want you to listen to the next line. It says, I'm going to read it and then I want you to hear it. Often, she writes, does Ruth Brown, oftentimes people are bound by witchcraft and curses but do not know how to be free, whereas most Christians aren't aware of curses that affect their lives. Apostle Eckhart's book reveals curses and how to break the curses and bind the enemy. So I want you to listen to that. Oftentimes, here she goes.
Oftentimes, people are bound by witchcraft and curses, but do not know how to be free. Whereas most Christians are unaware of curses that affect their lives, Apostle Eckhart's book reveals curses and how to break the curses and bind the enemy. This book gives you the prayers that break every demonic stronghold on your life. Upon hearing these prayers, the power of God will set you free from witchcraft, curses, and idolatry, and healing will be loosed in your life. This book deals with remedies for overthrowing the powers of darkness and principalities and for breaking curses on your land. The same prayers could be used for your city. Also, these prayers will get the dark areas out of your life so that God can use you in greater ways. After breaking the curse, Apostle Eckhart teaches you how to loose blessings over yourself and your family. If you have ever desired the fire of God in your life, this book teaches you how to release the fire of the living God to preach, prophesy, heal the sick, and cast out devils. This book is a must-have for every believer. Ruth Brown, author of Destroying the Works of Witchcraft Through Fasting and Prayer.
Now, that's the foreword, and the whole book is about breaking curses, breaking hexes, coming against witches, warlocks, you name it. Now, there's a major problem. major problem with this whole idea of, forget about, listen, there's a major problem in the fact that he teaches that a Christian can be demonized and that demons do reside in the body. There's no, that's way out there. But also what's way out there is this notion that we are cursed, that people can put curses on us. Well, I'm not going to give all the Bible verses, but I'm just going to give a few because I want to leave, if John Eckhart ever wants to debate me and bring his Hebrew interlinear and his Greek interlinear so we can look at this in the original language so that I can give him a language lesson, I'm going to leave the major verses. I'm just going to show you a few verses that is problematic for Mr. Eckhart. First of all, if you turn to the book of Numbers chapter 22, Numbers 22:12. Now, this is Old Testament. The Old Testament is an inferior covenant. Why is it an inferior covenant? Because the Old Testament was ratified with the blood of goats and bulls. It's an inferior covenant because it is not ratified with the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, even in the Old Testament, which was an inferior covenant, people could not be cursed. God says to the warlock Balaam, God says to the false prophet Balaam, this is what he says to him in Numbers 22:12. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them, thou, and the them there meaning the enemy of Israel, thou will not go with them, the enemy of Israel, you will not go with Balak, the king of Moab, you will not go with his people. Thou shalt not curse the people, Israel, for they are what? Blessed. You can't curse something God has blessed. No man, no finite creature can override the pronouncements of God. Infinite God, almighty God, all-powerful, all-knowing God. No human being can override the decrees of Almighty God. If God has blessed the people, there's no demon, there's no Satan, there's no witch, there's no warlock who can override the blessings of God. God says to Balaam, don't waste your time. You can't curse these people, for they are what? Blessed. Now, in chapter 23, when Balak says to Balaam, why haven't you come and helped me? Why haven't you done what I want to pay you? I want to pay you to curse these people. I want to pay you to stop them in their tracks. I want to pay you to neutralize them. Well, in verse 8 of chapter 23, Balaam poses these questions to Balak. He says, how shall I curse whom God have not cursed? See, I can't override God. I can't put a whammy on these people. These are God's people. I can't curse that which God hasn't already cursed. And how shall I defy, or how shall I come against whom the Lord has not come against? How shall I defy those whom the Lord has not defied? Now, you're going to have to run. That's just two verses. I'm saving the best verses for the debate. Now, if you go with me to the book of Ephesians, turn with me to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Now, this is the better covenant now. We're under the better covenant. Apostle Paul writes, Ephesians 1, 3. And Mr. Eckhart, you're going to have to explain this to us. How do we get curses? How do we get hexes put on us? When the Apostle Paul, a true apostle of Christ, not a self-appointed, not a self-proclaimed, but a true apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, he wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and this is what he wrote. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Brother Eckhart or Mr. Eckhart or whoever you are, listen, you're going to have to explain to us. Balaam says, I cannot curse that which God has blessed. That came out of the mouth of Balaam. And God told them, you can't curse that which I have blessed. Well, we're under a better covenant now. We're not under the old covenant, which was ratified with the blood of goats and bulls, but rather we're in the better covenant, the new covenant, the eternal covenant, the covenant that was ratified by the Lamb of God, the one John the Baptist pointed to and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. We're under a better blood covenant because the blood is better. It says in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us, past tense, with all spiritual blessings. There's not one blessing that has been kept from us. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Mr. Eckhart, your doctrine is devoid of scriptural truth. There are no hexes. There are no curses upon God's people because you can't curse that which God has blessed. And we have been blessed to the max with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We're out of Satan's reach. We are out of Satan's reach. We're in heavenly places. Satan can't get that high to grab us. We're out of his reach, Mr. Eckhart. What in the world are you teaching? Well, saints, I'm going to have to leave it there. As I said, he's a curse and hex preacher. But his curses and hexes are imaginary because there are no curses and hexes upon God's people. I got to leave it there. Time has run out for me, but I'll be back tomorrow to bring you part 6. God bless you, saints.